This year, the musician Natalie Payne crossed an item off her bucket list.
Going to Antarctica has been a long-term goal. It's something that I fell in love with as a child, and I remember my high school teacher telling me that Antarctica and music were not very compatible career goals, so I should probably try and pick one and stick with that instead. And music was my passion, so I picked music. But it's a dream I didn't give up on.
Natalie Payne plays the horn. Her big icy break came after years of playing in New Zealand's Royal Navy Band. She learned about an opportunity to be stationed at the New Zealand Defense Forces post in Antarctica as a communications operator. After applying multiple times, Natalie Payne got the green light. She packed her bags and, of course, her instrument and hopped on a flight to Scott Base in Antarctica. The internet is not always reliable down there, but Natalie was able to speak with us using a good old landline.
When I finally got to Antarctica and I got off the plane, I just could not believe I just took a second to look around and see the mountains and the ice, and I was carrying my little French horn with me. And I had to put my hands up in the air like, yes, I've finally made it. It's just the most wonderful sense of vastness. It's this huge expanse, and you can see so far away that it really is quite a trick on the mind that some of the things you can see in the distance are much, much further away. It is so much colder than I've ever experienced in my life. I grew up in Adelaide, where it was very like dry and hot in summer and cold in winter, but we didn't get much snow. So to come down here and experience true cold was something very different for me. It's also extremely dry because it doesn't precipitate very much. And so there's ice, but there's no rain, there's no running water. And you have to drink at least 2 liters of water a day, sometimes three, because you just get so dehydrated down here, which was something I didn't expect. The snow petrels that are down here, which I think are my favorite animal down here thus far. They're these beautiful little white birds that are so graceful in the sky. The Weddell seals, which are these huge fat seals with beautiful fur. They've got seal pups, which has been really, really cool. We also were really fortunate to be visited by some emperor penguins twice. I did think about grabbing my horn to play for some penguins when we saw some emperors a few weeks ago, but I didn't want to spook them because I've heard that if you spook them, they can get quite like shocked and go into shock and then they might die. And so I do not want to go around killing any penguins. Playing an instrument in Antarctica is really challenging. When I performed for the changing of the flag ceremony, I had to have two different gloves on my hands. I had like an inner layer that was quite thin of wool, and then I had hand warmers between that layer and my ski gloves, which were holding the trumpet. And even then, my fingers were freezing, and my face was really, really cold, and just trying to keep my lips warm to play. So I had to make sure I didn't touch the valves too much so that I could make sure they didn't freeze, because obviously when you play a brass instrument, your breath forms condensation on the inside, and then the condensation in this environment can freeze. It occurred to me the other day that ancient horns were historically used for communication in the field until about the mid-1800s. And I'm down here as a communications operator and as a horn player, continuing this really interesting tradition in Antarctica many, many years on. You know, God works in mysterious ways, and I can't believe that I've been able to achieve both the career goal of making it as a professional musician and being able to come down to Antarctica. There's just this endless beauty to it. And for me, an underlying theme of just joy, humility, and thankfulness to God just for being here and the beauty of his amazing creation.
That's the musician Natalie Payne, who spoke to us from Antarctica.